Now, all the rain this week. So what's happening with the dams? Wivenhoe was about 37% on the weekend. As I speak, 38.3%. Mike Foster is Manager of Strategic Engagement with SEQ Water or SEQ Water. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Spencer.
Give us a sense of what 38.3% means.
Oh, look, in terms of Wivenhoe, there's probably a couple of key points to make. Wivenhoe is certainly our most important water storage across southeast Queensland. On a daily basis, it's probably responsible for providing up to 50% of our region's water supply. The big change since the Millennium Drought, certainly from our perspective, is the construction of the water grid, which lets us move water around the region. So Wivenhoe is incredibly important. We haven't seen the levels we're seeing in Wivenhoe, these sort of low levels, really since the Millennium Drought. And that's really the consequence of a couple of failed wet seasons that's really brought that storage down. And unfortunately, over summer, despite the fact that we got some fantastic coastal rain, we just didn't see the big falls hitting the central dams, particularly Wivenhoe.
So the water grid, remind us, because when the drought, when the millennium drought, as it was called, 96 to 2010 was on, we were all very familiar with this, the pipes and the talk of recycled water. What was actually put in place? What is there ready to switch on?
Look, certainly before the Millennium Drought, we had a water delivery system in southeast Queensland, which was still, I guess, the last bastions of council ownership. So a lot of dams, a lot of water assets, water treatment plants owned by local government. What happened during the Millennium Drought was probably the largest reform in water we've seen in southeast Queensland, followed by the largest investment in water infrastructure in southeast Queensland. So as a result of Millennium Drought, the water grid, as I mentioned, was constructed. It's effectively a 600-kilometre pipeline, big bulk water pipeline, that lets us move water from the sunny coast to Brisbane, and sort of from Brisbane to sunny coast, Gold Coast into Brisbane, and we've got a pipe, big bulk pipe that goes out as far as Redland, the Eastern Interconnector. The other two significant investments during the Millennium Drought was the Gold Coast Desalination Plant. And as you mentioned, recycled water. So we've got a scheme called the Western Corridor Recycled Water Scheme, made up of three purified recycled water plants. So we're certainly, in terms of water delivery, probably got one of the most diverse mixes of water delivery of any sort of city region in the country. Those assets have kept us in pretty good stead to where we're sitting today. I think in the late 2000s through to today, we've got an extra million people in southeast Queensland, and certainly those water assets have been able to maintain demand and supply.
Got about a minute left, Mike, but what would be a trigger then for us having to go back to water restrictions again, given all that infrastructure is there that wasn't there when we had the Millennium Drought?
Look, water restrictions during the Millennium Drought cracked in at 40%. Water restrictions as part of our drought response, we don't need to consider that until we hit levels around that 50%. At this point in time, Spencer, we're looking at probably in the absence of rainfall, probably earliest would be that sort of September, October, towards the back end of the year before we'd have to consider restrictions again in southeast Queensland. So we've still got a little bit of time, and certainly the Bombers, continues to forecast a weather than average autumn. So we'll see what Mother Nature brings.
When you say 50, that's the overall for all of the southeast Queensland. What's it currently at?
That's it. So at the moment, we're sitting about 59%. We think through this rainfall, we'll see inflows. Certainly over the next couple of weeks, we'll probably creep over that 60% capacity. That's an important one for us because at 60%, that is effectively the drought response trigger for southeast Queensland. And the irony of it all the rain we've had, certainly over the last month or so, we are still effectively in drought response in southeast Queensland and still encouraging the community to conserve water where they can.
All right. Well, I think no one's using as much water as we used to do, but it's a timely reminder, despite, ironically, the rain we've had this week. Mike Foster from SEQ Water, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.